From Tokyo, this is FES, the Big 810.
Well, I think I'll just take it easy today and sit back and rejoin the Zookmeister Broadcasting System for this wonderful adventure.
And now, a scene from an adult western. This time, the television series, Johnny Ringo Wins at Bingo.
I told you this town wasn't big enough for the two of us, Black Bart. And I told you never to come into this saloon again. Now you see this gun?
Yeah.
Dance.
All right.
Hey, that's very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Teach me that step.
Of course, very simple. One, two, cross over, swing around, and back together again. Now you try it.
Okay.
One, two, cross over.
Cross over.
Swing around. And back together again.
And back together again.
Hey, that's getting
it. How's that, huh?
One, two, cross over.
Cross over.
Uh-huh.
And swing around. And back together again.
Hey, very good. Hey, you learned quick, huh?
Thank you very much.
Julius Wechter and the members of the kaleidoscopic Baja Marimba Band having a magnificent tantrum in a giant vat of bat fat here for you and the musical question Sunday morning. Well, this is Gerrish. We're set to call in Boyd Poindexter wherever and whatever he may be today. So come in, Boyd.
We now switch controls to one of America's two great interviewers, Boyd Poindexter. Come in, Boyd Poindexter.
Dexter here with a touch of the flu. But our special guest today is the noted author, Mr. Emery Werbelow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now then, about your career, Mr. Werbelow, have you mainly written novels, or have you also dabbled in nonfiction?
Yeah.
You've done a little of both, then, right?
Mm-hmm.
And which form do you prefer, sir?
Well...
I imagine you like writing novels more.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a real pleasure chatting with you today, Mr. Werbelow. And before you go, is there anything you'd like to pass along by way of a message from any would-be writers listening in?
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you very much then, Mr. Emery Werbelow, author of the best-selling nonfiction work, 10 Days to a More Powerful Vocabulary, for visiting with us here today.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is Boyd Poindexter returning you to our studio.
Was White Silver Sand, Don Ho and friends. Don, of course, just returned from a big 6 weeks at the Krellman Theater in Honolulu. He got lost in the balcony there, but he's okay now and getting settled to settle down, whatever I said there. This is Norman Percival in the orchestra and a beautiful instrumental called Shades of Green. Percival and the orchestra and Shades of Green. Well, that is a pretty sound. Colors coming back into the spectrum again with Love is Blue and Shades of Green, and green is the color of my true love's hair. Well, we'll sneak out of here now for another Music Guy show. This is Gerrish reminding you it's been integrated. Well, hello there. Time for another exotic Geo Music Guy show. With some fantastic sounds for you again today, and we'll be looking through the Crime Stoppers notebook with our special guest in just a few moments. And what a wonderful, wonderful sound to start things going here on the dreaded G.O. Music Guy show. We have a lot of requests to fulfill today, and let's see. Let me look through the giant file over here and see if there are any giants in the file. There's one. Uh-huh. All right, just stay busy down there, and we'll be all set. See, this one is for... Let me see here. Let me see here. Oh, we're going to play this for Larry. What? Yes, that's right. Say, do you know when the first military absentee vote for national elections was recognized? Well, the first time the soldiers in the field were allowed to vote was during the Civil War in 1864. Of the total votes cast for the soldiers, almost 117,000 were for Abraham Lincoln, and approximately 34,000 were for George McClellan. By giving the soldiers a chance to vote for their president, Congress recognized the importance of elections by all the people, and therefore added another page to your political history. There she is, Anita Kerr, one of the great Grammy Award winners. Such a sweet lady who's now living in Hollywood, by the way. She and her husband, Alex Grobe, drop over to the Gary Owens building every now and again, and we chat about old times of Nashville, which is strange because I've never been in Nashville. Well, let's see what's coming up here on the Zookmeister Broadcasting System. It's another award-losing Crime Stopper.
It's time again for another page in the Crime Stoppers notebook.
Not all criminals have their fingerprints on file in Washington. However, there is another foolproof method of identification used by many criminologists. There are no two human ears that are exactly the same. So if you see someone you suspect of being a criminal, think of some pretext to smear ink on his ear and press it against a piece of paper. Or ask him to pick up a drinking glass with his ears. That fellow is certainly one of the most talented musicians around today. Stan Werth is his name. Stan Werth is whose name? Well, that fellow over there. That's called bootlegging. In a moment, we'll hear from Marcos Valley.
Suddenly there's a valley.
And crickets sing for Anna Maria. Has to be one of the wildest songs ever if you can keep up with the vocals, with the lyrics on this. So let's all sit back here now and see if we can keep up with it. I've tried to write these down now for three or four times after hearing the record. I still haven't come up with it. So let's see how you do. Marcos Valley and the crickets sing for Anna Maria. Crickets sing for Anna Maria, Marcos Valley. Right here on the Music Guy Show with Gary Owen. Hey, you know, someone told me that crickets hear through their stomach. So if any of you crickets are listening out there right now, be careful when you put on your belt today because you may puncture an eardrum. It could be very serious. Wes Montgomery has one of the wildest ever. This just came out the other day. It's called The Wind Song, and it goes like so. Wes Montgomery, broadcasting from the Wes Montgomery Ward here at Gary Owens General Hospital, and the Wind Song. Hey, if you'd like to hear a particular goodie, just drop us a note. We're always glad to try to fulfill it for you. Gary Owens, Music Guy, Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, Hollywood, California, 90038. Remember to put the zip code on there. Music Guy, Gary Owens, Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, Hollywood, California, 90038. We'll do it for you.
Mrs. Leslie Gunch of Pacoima didn't believe us when we told her she could wash her clothes in cold water. What changed your mind, Mrs. Gunch?
A new improved Cremins liquid with the miracle ingredient Cremacleen and a check for $84.
Medley of a couple of your favorites there. We Can Fly and Up, Up and Away with Al Hurt and his magic horn. Al is from New Orleans, of course, as most of you know, I guess, and has a number of children. I believe 12 children, if I'm correct. Even if I'm not correct, I believe 12 children. And a few years ago, when I was working in New Orleans, I asked Al, I said, hey, boy, that really must raise heck with your food bills. He says, oh, not really. Well, come on over to our place. Matter of fact, we're having a bathtub filled with Jell-O tonight. Huh? Well, I thought it was funny. The way he told it to me, it was funny anyway. Paul Moriart has really made a name in the last year or so. He's always been around, doing so well. But the last year, of course, was it for Love is Blue. And this is son of Love in Blue, a Love is Blue, called Black is Black. Paul Moriart and his orchestra. Paul Moriart and his band of renown, and Black is Black. Say, do you know who our youngest and oldest vice presidents were? Well, the youngest vice president in our history was John Cabell Breckinridge, who was only 36. That's a year older than the constitutional minimum. He took office back in 1857. The oldest vice president was almost twice that age. He was Alvin Barclay, named the Veep, who was elected when he was past 71 years old. Both of these men served their country well and added a distinguished page to your political history. We have some more great sounds upcoming today. Dick Noel will be here with his all-kazoo group. So if you like to play the kazoo, or even have ever thought about playing the kazoo, you might have a makeshift one ready, because we'll be doing the musical question, Fred, in just a moment.
This program is being brought to you by the Cremins Tiny Tailors Foundation, world leader in the manufacture of cummerbunds for naval oranges.
Dick Noel and the Academy Players. I've always been thrilled by a kazoo.
Yes.
Oh, for many years. I used to play the drums until my lip went bad, and then, of course, I had to switch to kazoo. The third man theme with the four score pianos.
or the fourth man theme with the 3-score pianos. Whichever way you'd like to hear it.
There's a letter that just came in a few moments ago. Let's open it up and see what it says.
As Dear Gary, earlier in the program today, you played a great record by the Anita Kerr Singers. We were wondering if we could hear the other side. Well, sure, here we go. Listen to this. Anita Kerr Singers in an encore on today's Music Guy show with Garish. Going places and losing things from now until the end of the program. I was going to tell you, the story lady took her weekly vacation today, but she'll be back again next week with one of your favorite fables and Let's Hope ours. I think it's Arnold and... where was it? Arnold and the Magic Something or Other. Anyway, you know it'll be a fantastic story if the story lady will do it for you here on your very radio station.
Glenn Luke, Lalo Schifrin. There's a whole lot of shivering going on.
That's the main title theme. Speaking of good things to play, how about this? Al Caiola, if I catch you around here again. Al Caiola and the Scalp Hunter's theme. Well, the Ticket Scalper's theme. I'm going to relax. I don't know how you are today, but boy, I feel like taking it easy.
I'll just take off my shoes here.
I'll take out the other one and really relax, huh? Incidentally, as we mentioned earlier in the program, if you'd like to hear any particular record on the Music Guy Gary Owens show, just drop us a note to Music Guy G.O. or Gary Owens, Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Now the other shoe. There we are.
Hollywood, California, 90038. We'll do our best to get it in there for you. Okay,
now the other shoe.
There we go. Okay, now...
a classic in our time, the Midnight String Quartet, and Never My Love. Well, with the playing of that unfamiliar theme, you know it's time to skedoodle, vamoose, and then we'll get out of here, because it's Music Guy time to leave. Well, let me see if I get all the things ready here. There is my false nose and eyeglasses. Put those on, and the cummerbund, and the cape, and the little shoes with rabbits on them.
I have.
I don't want to appear ostentatious. I'll just sort of go out and mill in the crowd now. Yeah. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.